Hello, my name's Rich, and welcome to our Monday Roundup section on Premier Skills English.
Hi everyone, I'm Jack. Every Monday, we discuss last weekend's action, the best players, the best matches, fantasy football, football English phrases, and make some predictions for next weekend.
We want you to practice your English and, at the same time, interact with Premier League fans in our comments section.
Either on the Premier Skills English website or the Premier Skills British Council Facebook page, if that's where you're listening to us.
Right, let's get on with this week's roundup.
Let's take a look at this week's headlines.
Chelsea win at Wembley.
Chelsea got their first win of the season as they beat Tottenham 2-1. Marcus Alonso scored a stunning free kick for the visitors. Spurs equalised with 10 minutes to go, but there was still time for Alonso to get his second and Chelsea's winner.
United hit four past Swansea to record back-to-back 4-0 wins.
Manchester United won 4-0 for the second week running and are the early Premier League leaders. The scorers were Eric Bailly, Romelu Lukaku, Paul Pogba and Anthony Martial.
Hesse stuns Arsenal on debut to give Stoke all 3 points.
Arsenal suffered their first defeat of the season as they lost 1-0 at Stoke City. The ex-Real Madrid player, Hesse Rodriguez, scored the winning goal on an exciting debut for Stoke.
A great weekend of Premier League matches.
Yeah, some great matches. What about that game at Wembley?
Not the best start for Tottenham at their new home. I think they were a bit unlucky. Chelsea scored a stunning goal, but Spurs had all the possession, but just couldn't get the ball in the net.
Maybe. Chelsea showed how strong they are at the back, and it looks like they're getting back into form after that surprise home defeat to Burnley on the opening day of the season.
Manchester United scored another 4 goals. That's back-to-back wins for United. 2 consecutive 4-0 wins. They're looking really strong in attack.
Yes, you're right. Although, it was only 1-0 until the last few minutes. I think 4-0 was a little harsh on Swansea. They didn't deserve to lose so badly.
Arsenal didn't look so good at Stoke.
I think they were just unlucky. The opposite of your team, Liverpool, who got a lucky 1-0 win against Crystal Palace.
Lucky? We should have scored 10. Right. Every Monday, we give out 3 Match Week awards. Player of the Week, Team of the Week, and Match of the Week.
In the comments section, you need to tell us if you agree with our choices.
Last week, most of you agreed with our Match and Team of the Week, but some of you had some different ideas about who should have won Player of the Week.
Italy 96 from Italy, Amgad from Egypt, and Neriwe from Turkey all thought that the prize should have gone to Lukaku for his performance against West Ham. It was a tough choice as there were some great performances. What about this week, Rich?
So many to choose from again. Jesse Rodriguez getting the winner on his debut for Stoke. Henrik Mkhitaryan with a couple of assists for Manchester United. Or maybe Riyad Mahrez, who was looking really good for Leicester City in their 2-0 home win.
But we can only choose one. And our Match Week 2 Player of the Week award goes to Chelsea's Marcus Alonso.
A great match for Alonso. A fantastic free kick and the winning goal for the Blues.
Our next award is for Team of the Week. West Brom, Manchester United and Huddersfield all have 2 wins out of 2. But
our Match Week 2 Team of the Week goes to Manchester United.
A perfect start for Jose Mourinho's team.
And our third and final award is for the Match of the Week. There were 20 goals scored on the second weekend of the Premier League season, not including the Manchester City-Everton match that is being played tonight. And our match of the weekend is Southampton 3, West Ham 2.
A fantastic match. 5 goals, a red card, a comeback, and a late winner for the hosts.
And Charlie Austin got the winner, so I've got to say this.
Say what?
Austin Powers Saints to victory. Austin Powers. Do you get it?
Yeah, not awful, but pretty bad, Rich.
What's been happening in fantasy football this week, Jack?
Lots of points being scored. It was a good weekend for Manchester United's defenders, especially Eric Bailly. Chelsea's Marcos Alonso was the top scorer with 16 points.
Remember that Premier Skills also has a private league which you can join for free. The only thing you need is a private league code.
The code is 883788 212918.
You can join now, and each match week we will announce the Fantasy Premier Skills Team of the Week.
And who's this week's Fantasy Premier Skills Team of the Week so far?
The Premier Skills Fantasy Premier League Team of the Week for Match Week 2 is the Equalizers, which is managed by Mark Harrison from Malaysia. The Equalizers have scored 76 points and have gone to the top of the Premier Skills League.
Last week's prediction was Tottenham versus Chelsea. You thought Spurs would win. Bad prediction, Rich. However, some of our listeners predicted a Chelsea win. Amgad from Egypt, Italy 96 from Italy, and Rafael RC from Brazil all predicted a Chelsea win. Well done to all three of you.
Not a great prediction from me, but most people thought Tottenham would win, you know?
Yeah. Which match are you going to look at this week?
This weekend's big match is Liverpool v Arsenal. It's my team against yours, Jack. Both teams have had a mixed start to the season. Liverpool have 4 points and Arsenal have 3. Liverpool are playing an important Champions League match on Wednesday, so could be a bit tired on Sunday. That's my excuse in case we lose. But I think Liverpool will have too much for Arsenal. Liverpool are at home, and I think Sadio Mane will get the winner in a 2-1 win for the Reds.
You must be joking! Arsenal will be nice and relaxed, and will win the match 2-0.
We'll see. We want you to make your predictions at the bottom of the page on the website. Are you a good predictor?
Right, that's all we have time for now. I hope you've enjoyed this Monday roundup. Don't forget to join the discussion at the bottom of this page.
Bye for now and enjoy your football.